sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. That is Otis Redding singing Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. And that was, oh, I can just remember that song growing up. That was one of my favorites. What about you, Doc?
One of my favorite songs, I remember, was that song, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, Rainy Night in Georgia, and Georgia by Ray Charles, and they were deciding what would be the national song for Georgia.
For Georgia, well, yeah. Well, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, I mean, and that definitely takes me back to Sapelo, our favorite place. But before I start talking about Sapelo again, Macon is so well known for so many musicians that if they were not from Macon, somehow are connected to Macon. And our guest today, Valerie Bradley, with the Macon Bibb County Convention and Visitors Bureau, recently took me on a tour, and we got a chance to really see a lot of the great connections with music in Macon. And I want to bring her back on because I want her to tell us a little bit before we go to the music about the history, but then I want to quickly jump into the music because Macon is so filled with music history. So, Valerie, hi. Welcome back to the show.
Hi. Yes. Glad to be here.
Now, one of the things you mentioned, I just want you to quickly tell us maybe a little bit about how we can maybe go and visit this national monument. But you mentioned Akmali National Monument and the history there. Can you quickly tell us maybe a little bit about it?
Yes, Okmulgee National Monument, like I said, it is our most visited attraction here in Macon. And there, visitors have a chance to discover the Indians and the way of living, and it has a history of inhabitants for over 17,000 years. And also, visitors have the opportunity while they're at the monument to actually go in the North America's only reconstructed Earth Lodge, where you can actually climb in and view where many suspect was a actual place where ceremonies were performed for the Native Americans who were there at the time. So people really get a chance to get up close and personal with the history of the area at Okmulgee.
Yeah, and, you know, that was one of my favorites. I think I shared that with you. And I really want the listeners, if they are even just driving through Macon, because that would be a really good quick stop to stop and go and visit a monument there. So that website is www.nps.gov/OCMU is the website there for more information. Now, the music is great, so I want to skip right over to that. And I know, Doc Beale, I know you are just a music lover, because when we first met, I mean, you told me all about music and everything. So, Valerie, Doc Beale knows a lot about music, and I know these musicians that you're going to talk about are some favorites of his.
Oh, I definitely love music, and when I think of Macon, the first person that comes to mind is Otis Redding. Can you tell us a little bit about Otis Redding's story in Macon?
Yes, well, he first got his start here in Macon, and he actually, well, let me back up a little bit. The person who discovered him, Alan Walden, created Capricorn Records, and the story of him discovering him was that he was sitting in the parking lot across the street from Otis Redding performing at another famous theater here in Macon, Douglas Theater. And at the time, he was so impressed by hearing his performance and then also listening to it on the radio. And Otis Redding had been winning the local talent show for the last couple of weeks. So he already knew about him, heard his performance, and immediately went and talked to them. And they actually went into partnership with Capricorn Records. So Otis Redding from there was actually the first partnership of his kind of being integrated. So Otis was not just an artist, but he actually was involved in the business aspect of it as well. And so from there, you know, the story just takes off and, you know, he became famous and, you know, is definitely one of Macon's most beloved sons when it comes to the music history of Macon.
How about Little Richard?
Little Richard, yes. He his childhood home is actually not too far from the downtown area here in Macon. And the story of him and, you know, how he got inspired to perform is that he was at a performance at City Auditorium and was called up on stage by a gospel musician, and from there just got motivated and just knew he had to become a musician. And so, you know, again, in both of these situations, performing here locally and just being just greatly inspired by other local musicians allow these two famous people to become one of America and the world's most greatest musicians known for R&B, rhythm and blues.
Oh, and the, of course, the Altman brothers.
Yes, the Allman Brothers. They have a museum here, the Big House, where people can come and see their memorabilia. But their history actually starts in Florida, where the initial two members kind of started the band and then moved up here, and the other people, other artists who became a part of the band, kind of formed the band as it was known when they started to become recognized. And they actually lived in the house, which is now the Big House, the Allman Brothers Band Museum, and wrote some of their most famous songs. And it's right here, not too far from downtown, on Vineville Avenue. So some of the lines and some of their famous songs, you know, hearing the church bells across the street, you know, you can actually see where, oh my gosh, it must have been sitting here right on this porch writing the song, because you can hear those same church bells from anybody who comes and visits the museum today.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting. Now, you know, one of the things I liked, too, that we did, we had the opportunity to do a little bit of the Rock Candy Tour, and
yes,
that's all about music, isn't it?
Yes, it's all about music. It was started by Jessica Walden and Jamie Weatherford. Jessica has a very unique and neat personal tie to Macon's music history. Her father and uncle, Phil Wallen and Alden Walden, were the ones, along with Otis Redding, that started Capricorn Records. And so she has a unique perspective when she's given the tour, and she can tell stories and just give that personal touch, and you're able to walk to these actual places and walk in the footsteps of all these musicians that came through Macon. So it's just, and you're awestruck at the same time, because you're like, gosh, you know, this is where they were. You know, this is where it all happened. So that's, you know, Rock Candy is one of our most popular tours, and people are just amazed and just always excited, because, it's again, it's something that they had no idea that Macon even had this type of history before they visited.
Now, you can do a walking tour as well as a shuttle tour with the Rock Candy Tours, right?
Yes, they they have walking tours every Friday night, and it actually starts at the Rookery, one of our popular restaurants here in Macon. And then they also are available to give riding bus tours as well for group tours who may come to town and want them to hop on and do a tour.
And do we have a way to get in touch with them? Because that was certainly very informational and educational part of my visit to Macon.
Yes. Their website is rockcandytours.com.
Very good. Very good. Well, you know, there's so much great music that also maybe people were in Macon but not from there. James Brown, did he have a connection with Macon?
He does have a connection with Macon. He, for a while, I believe he obviously performed, but he also recorded Please, Please, Please in one of the downtown structures that's no longer a recording studio, but it was during his time when he was playing and performing here in Macon. So absolutely, he was not originally from here, but he did record here in Macon.
That's excellent, Valerie. Thank you. I'd like for you to hold on for the next segment. We'll be back in just a minute as we go out. We're listening to one of Macon's newest musical sons, country artist Jason Aldean. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
Yeah, I'm chilling on the dirt road. Back swerving like I'm George Jones, smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console.